Okay, so this is an emotional diffusing technique, a calming technique. So what I want you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and your arms, find a comfortable position for your head, your legs. You can put the chair back if you want. If not, you can stay where you are. Okay. So what I want you to do first is take a few long, slow, deep breaths in and out. When you're breathing in, breathe in through your nose. Imagine the oxygen entering your body, filling your lungs, entering your blood system, relaxing your muscles and your nerves. And as you breathe out, imagine carbon dioxide escaping slowly out, letting go of all the tension, letting it melt away. Taking a deep breath in. Imagine the oxygen traveling in your nose, down your esophagus into your lungs, filling your lungs, traveling around your bloodstream, and blowing out slowly like a balloon collapsing, draining all the tension from every nerve and fiber in your body. Imagine blowing that tension far out into the atmosphere, blowing it far, far away. Taking another deep breath in. And breathing out. When you're breathing out, imagine bubbles out blowing around as you're breathing out. Imagine the bubbles blowing further and further away, bouncing around. You can imagine the bubbles being different colors, maybe effervescent, pale pink, blue, green, purple, whatever is pleasing to you. Taking a deep breath in. And now, blowing the colorful bubbles around as you breathe out, releasing all the tension, allowing everything to melt away. Every time you breathe out, you're relaxing more and more. Your shoulders are relaxing, your jaw is relaxing. You can see the tension melting away, dripping away, disappearing. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And blowing it out. Again, as you breathe out, imagine the bubbles dancing around. Perhaps they're forming a pattern, a shape. Perhaps you can imagine other things around you, the blue of the sky, the green of the trees, whatever is relaxing to you. Perhaps you can imagine the warmth of the sun down on your face, just melting all the tension away. Deep breath in, filling your lungs. And deep breath out, just releasing all the tension, just letting everything go, letting your mind drift deep, deep, deep inside of yourself. Deep, deep, deep inside of yourself, finding that place that knows you're special, that knows you're loved. That love that you feel from Josh, the love you feel from your mom, that warmth. Finding that place deep, deep, deep inside of yourself. Deep breath in, and on your exhale, imagine the bubbles dancing around, allowing your mind to drift deep, deep, deep inside of yourself. To find that part of you that knows you're special, that still, peaceful, deep place deep inside of you. Good. Filling your lungs and letting it all go. Letting your mind drifting deeper and deeper. And every breath out is a signal to you to allow your mind to relax, to become calm and still. And allow yourself to just let go. Let go and drift. Drifting more and more with every breath you let go. Allowing yourself to just enjoy this mental and physical vacation, this holiday, this peacefulness, this stillness, this calmness. Just letting go of all the thoughts, the worries, just letting go of everything. And another few long deep breaths in and out. Just letting your shoulders go now, letting everything relax, letting your stomach relax, sinking deep, limp and calm, letting your mind drift deep, deep, deep inside of you. Every deep breath in, breathe in, nourishing oxygen. And every breath out just allows you to let go, slumping down more and more, becoming limp and relaxed, allowing your mind to drift deep, deep inside of you, to find that place of stillness, peacefulness, calmness. In this place of stillness, you can picture animals that are pleasing and comforting to you. Taking a moment to picture an animal that represents a mascot to you. Perhaps it's an animal that represents strength, or an animal that represents compassion, an animal that represents stillness and calm. Whatever kind of animal you want in this moment to be a mascot to you, I want you to picture that animal right now. Picture it standing out in front of you. Whatever size is meaningful to you, just picture that animal sitting there, representing that value that you need assistance with at this moment, whether it's compassion, strength, calmness, resilience, peacefulness, whatever value you find most important at this moment. Picture the animal that was representative of that to you. Good. And when you have a clear image of the animal and its color, its shape, where it's sitting and the scenery around it, what I want you to do is have a quiet conversation with that animal now, asking that animal to give you that strength to help guide you, picturing that animal will be your mascot that'll help guide you with that value. Ask that animal to help you, to guide you, to give you that strength, compassion, stillness, calmness, whatever the value may be. Good. Now what I'd like you to do is imagine looking that animal in the eyes and asking it for guidance, asking it for to help you in times of worry, stress, in times where you're feeling bad about yourself, asking that animal to help guide you. And every time you bring an image of that animal to mind, it'll bring a memory of you to remind yourself that that animal is there to guide you, to focus on that strength, that quality that you want to focus on, to help calm you. Good. Knowing that that animal is beside you, there to bring you that strength. What I want you to do now is to think about a recent time where you were feeling bad, perhaps feeling worthless, unloved, feeling different or excluded. I want you to bring back that memory, that judgment of yourself. I want you to picture that judgment. Whether you picture it in words, images, whatever is meaningful to you, I want you to picture that image, that words, picture that judgment against yourself. Now what I'd like you to do is put that judgment in a shape. It could be in a regular shape, or a regular shape such as a circle, a triangle, square, whatever is meaningful to you, could be a blob shape. Put that judgment in a shape. Now give that judgment a color. Now, once you've given the judgment a shape and a color, I want you to give the judgment a movement. Could be a bouncing movement, a jagged up and down movement, a slow, sloth-like movement. Just give a movement to that judgment. Now give that judgment a sound. Could be any sound that is meaningful to you, a ringing of a bell, a barking of a dog, the sound of the leaves crunching under your feet. Whatever sound is meaningful to you, give that judgment a sound. Good. Now what I want you to do is bring back the feelings that you had when you had that judgment. Remember where in your body you felt that. Was it in your stomach, your chest, your head? Was it in your fists? Was it in your shoulders? Focus on the part of your body where you wore that judgment, where you felt it the strongest. Focusing on the feelings that you had that came with that judgment. Give some words to those feelings now. Okay, now what I want you to do is take 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out. And as you take each breath out, I want you to imagine that judgment with its shape, color, sound, movement. I want you to imagine it drifting away as if it's encapsulated in a bubble. And each exhalation, that judgment gets further and further away, knowing it's not helpful to you, knowing it's not an accurate reflection of you, knowing that there's many more good qualities about you that you're ignoring when you're focusing on that judgment. So taking 10 long, slow, deep breaths in, one at a time, and blowing that judgment away, watching it move away in whatever movement you've assigned, seeing the color get more faded, more distant, seeing it get smaller. Okay, take a long, slow, deep breath in and blow it far away. Little by little, each breath blows it farther and farther away. Repeating to yourself every time you exhale that you don't need that judgment. It's not helpful to you. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in and blow it away. Blow it further and further away. See it getting smaller and smaller all the time. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and blow it away. See it get smaller and smaller, as if it's a ship floating away on the horizon, or a leaf blowing away in the wind, or a bubble floating away. Just see it getting smaller and smaller all the time with every exhalation. And blow it away with all the force that you can with your exhalation. Blow it away. It's no good to you. It's not helpful. It's not making you stronger. You don't need that judgment. Blow it away. Let go of it. Let it melt away. Watch it get smaller and smaller. And blow it away. Get rid of it. See it melt away from your body. See it get smaller and smaller and smaller. Good. Another long, slow, deep breath in. And blow it away. Blow it far, far away. Reminding you that it's not 100% depiction of you. It's not everything. There's more of you than that judgment. There's a lot of stuff you're ignoring. Your strength, your compassion, your caring, your understanding, your genuineness, your sincerity. You're forgetting all those things. Take another long, slow, deep breath in and blow it away. Blow it far, far, far away. Okay, taking another long, slow, deep breath in and blow it away. Imagine yourself getting lighter and lighter all the time as you blow it away. Getting lighter. A little bit lighter, maybe 10% lighter, 5% lighter, a little bit lighter all the time. And blow it away. A little bit lighter. Good. And again, blow it away. Good. Good. Now I'd like for you to bring back a memory, an image of either you in the recent past or you in the future, an image of you feeling stronger, lighter, freer, more confident. Perhaps it was a brief moment in the past, a time perhaps when you dealt with a challenging customer at work in one of the jobs you had in the past, a successful time in class where you answered a question confidently, a time during your recent presentation where you presented well and felt strong. All we're looking for is a brief moment where you felt strong, powerful, confident. We're looking at about 60%. 60% strong, confident, powerful, not 100%. Just a brief moment, a moment where you can think back of, yes, I felt I had it then. I felt good. I felt strong. I felt powerful. I want you to think back on that or think ahead of a time in the future when you know you'll feel stronger, more confident, more powerful for just a little bit longer, a little more confident, a little more stronger, a little more powerful. So either thinking back on a brief recent moment for just 5 minutes where you felt strong, powerful, where you felt good, focusing on that moment, bringing that moment back to life, thinking about how you felt in your mind, in your body, how you felt confident, you felt gathered, you felt strong and collected, thinking that, focusing on that. The more you can bring back memories of that brief moments, the more you'll have more of them. Focusing on your strengths and your accomplishments each and every day. Each and every day. Acknowledging the things you do well along the way, the baby steps. Acknowledging all those baby steps along the way. The things that you do well. Make a commitment to yourself each and every day. You'll remind yourself at least 5 times a day the things that you do well. The good things about you. Feeling good about the things that you do well. And we're talking 60 to 70% of the time, not all the time. Good. And whenever you're feeling ready, you can return to the room around you, feeling more relaxed, refreshed, more confident.